The Culture of Fear, Why Americans Are Afraid of the Wrong Things. By Barry Glassner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. In The Culture of Fear, Why Americans Are Afraid of the Wrong Things, Barry Glassner examines the phenomenon of fear in American culture. He argues that fear is often used to manipulate the public and distract them from the real issues that should be addressed. He also argues that the media and politicians often exaggerate the dangers of certain issues in order to gain attention and support. Glassner begins by discussing the concept of moral panic, which is when a certain issue is exaggerated and presented as a major threat to society. He argues that this is often done to distract the public from more important issues, such as poverty and inequality. He then examines how fear is used to manipulate the public, such as through the use of scare tactics in advertising and political campaigns. He also discusses how the media often sensationalizes certain issues in order to gain attention and ratings. Glassner then examines how fear is used to control certain populations, such as through the criminal justice system. He argues that the criminal justice system is often used to target certain groups, such as minorities and the poor, and to keep them in a state of fear. He also discusses how fear is used to control the public's behavior, such as through the use of zero-tolerance policies in schools. Glassner then examines how fear is used to control the public's opinion, such as through the use of spin in the media. He argues that the media often presents certain issues in a biased way in order to influence public opinion. He also discusses how fear is used to control the public's access to information, such as through the use of censorship. Finally, Glassner examines how fear is used to control the public's access to resources, such as through the use of privatization. He argues that privatization often leads to the concentration of resources in the hands of a few, which can lead to increased inequality and poverty. He also discusses how fear is used to control the public's access to power, such as through the use of gerrymandering. Overall, Glassner argues that fear is often used to manipulate the public and distract them from the real issues that should be addressed. He also argues that the media and politicians often exaggerate the dangers of certain issues in order to gain attention and support. He concludes by offering solutions to the problem of fear in American culture, such as increased education and awareness. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Fear is a powerful tool used by politicians, media, and other powerful institutions to manipulate the public. Fear is a powerful tool used by politicians, media, and other powerful institutions to manipulate the public by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear is often used to distract from real issues and to promote certain agendas. Fear is a powerful tool used by politicians, media, and other powerful institutions to manipulate the public. By creating a false sense of danger and insecurity, these institutions can distract from real issues and promote certain agendas. This fear-mongering can be seen in the way politicians use fear to gain votes, the way media outlets use fear to increase viewership, and the way powerful institutions use fear to maintain control. In his book The Culture of Fear, Why Americans Are Afraid of the Wrong Things, Barry Glassner examines how fear is used to manipulate the public. He argues that fear is often used to distract from real issues and to promote certain agendas. He also argues that fear can be used to control people and to limit their freedom. He explains that fear can be used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a culture of fear and paranoia. Glassner's book is an important reminder of the power of fear and how it can be used to manipulate the public. It is important to be aware of how fear is used to control and to be mindful of the agendas that are being promoted. By understanding the power of fear, we can better protect ourselves from manipulation and make informed decisions about the issues that affect us. Main idea number two. Fear is often used to distract from real issues. Fear is often used to distract from real issues and to promote certain agendas. This fear is often used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. Fear is often used to distract from real issues and to promote certain agendas. This fear is often used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. Fear can be used to manipulate people into believing certain ideas or taking certain actions, even if those ideas or actions are not in their best interests. Fear can also be used to create a sense of urgency and to push people to make decisions without fully understanding the consequences. Fear can be used to create a sense of division and to pit people against each other, rather than working together to solve problems. Fear can be used to control people and to limit their freedom. It can be used to limit access to information and to prevent people from speaking out against injustice. Fear can be used to create a culture of silence and to discourage people from challenging the status quo. Fear can be used to create a sense of helplessness and to make people feel like they have no power to make a difference. Fear can be used to create a false sense of security and to make people feel like they are safe when they are not. It can be used to create a false sense of certainty and to make people feel like they know what is best for them, even when they don't. Fear can be used to create a false sense of unity and to make people feel like they are part of something bigger than themselves, even when they are not. Fear can be used to manipulate people and to make them do things they would not normally do. It can be used to create a false sense of urgency and to push people to make decisions without fully understanding the consequences. Fear can be used to create a sense of division and to pit people against each other, rather than working together to solve problems. Main idea number 3. Fear is often used to promote certain agendas. Fear is often used to promote certain agendas by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear is often used to promote certain agendas by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can be used to manipulate public opinion and to push through policies that may not be in the best interest of the public. It can also be used to distract from real issues and to create a sense of urgency around issues that may not be as pressing as they seem. Fear can be used to create a sense of division and to create an us versus them mentality, which can be used to further certain agendas. Fear can also be used to create a sense of conformity and to discourage dissent. It can be used to create a sense of loyalty to certain groups or ideologies and to discourage people from questioning the status quo. Fear can be used to create a sense of urgency and to push people into making decisions that may not be in their best interest. It can also be used to create a sense of helplessness and to discourage people from taking action on important issues. Fear can be a powerful tool for those in power, but it can also be used to manipulate and control the public. It is important to be aware of how fear is being used and to be critical of the messages that are being presented. It is also important to take action on the issues that are important to us and to not be swayed by fear-mongering tactics. Main idea number 4. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. When people are afraid, they are more likely to accept what they are told without questioning it. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas without having to face any opposition. Fear can also lead to a lack of creativity and innovation, as people become too focused on the immediate danger to think of new solutions. Fear can also lead to a sense of helplessness and a feeling that nothing can be done to change the situation. This can lead to a sense of resignation and apathy, which can be used to further the agendas of those in power. Fear can also lead to a sense of isolation, as people become too afraid to reach out and connect with others. This can lead to a lack of solidarity and a lack of collective action, which can be used to further the agendas of those in power. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. This can be used to further the agendas of those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas without having to face any opposition. It is important to recognize the power of fear and to take steps to counter it, so that people can think critically and take action on important issues. Main idea number 5. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. This can be done by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. This can be done by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. Fear can be used to manipulate people into believing that certain issues are too dangerous to address, or that certain solutions are too risky to pursue. This can lead to a lack of progress on important issues, as people become too afraid to take action. Fear can also be used to distract people from the real issues at hand. By creating a sense of fear and insecurity, people can be diverted away from the real problems and instead focus on the perceived dangers. This can lead to a lack of focus on the real issues, and a lack of progress on important matters. Fear can also be used to control people. By creating a sense of fear and insecurity, people can be manipulated into believing certain ideas or following certain paths. This can lead to a lack of freedom and autonomy, as people become too afraid to think for themselves or take action on their own. Ultimately, fear can be used to prevent people from taking action on important issues. By creating a false sense of danger and insecurity, people can be manipulated into believing certain ideas or following certain paths. This can lead to a lack of progress on important issues, as people become too afraid to take action. Main idea number 6. Fear can be used to manipulate the public. Fear can be used to manipulate the public by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can be used to manipulate the public by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can be used to distract people from important issues and to encourage them to focus on issues that are not as important. It can also be used to create a sense of urgency, which can lead to people making decisions without fully considering the consequences. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to push through policies and agendas without having to face opposition or criticism. Fear can also be used to create a sense of conformity, as people may be more likely to follow the status quo if they are afraid of the consequences of going against it. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can also be used to create a sense of division, as people may be more likely to distrust and fear those who are different from them. Ultimately, fear can be used to manipulate the public in a variety of ways. It can be used to distract people from important issues, to create a sense of urgency, to create a sense of conformity, and to create a sense of division. By understanding how fear can be used to manipulate the public, we can better protect ourselves from those who would use it for their own gain. Main idea number 7. Fear can be used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity. Fear can be used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. Fear can be used to create a false sense of danger and insecurity, which can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. Fear can be used to create a false sense of urgency, which can lead to rash decisions and a lack of consideration for the long-term consequences. It can also be used to create a false sense of security, which can lead to complacency and a lack of vigilance. Fear can be used to create a false sense of unity, which can lead to a lack of diversity and a lack of understanding of different perspectives. Fear can be used to create a false sense of control, which can lead to a lack of autonomy and a lack of freedom. It can also be used to create a false sense of superiority, which can lead to a lack of empathy and a lack of compassion. Fear can be used to create a false sense of identity, which can lead to a lack of self-awareness and a lack of self-reflection. Ultimately, fear can be used to create a false sense of reality, which can lead to a lack of truth and a lack of understanding of the world around us. Main idea number 8. Fear can be used to promote certain agendas. Fear can be used to promote certain agendas by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can be used to promote certain agendas by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can be used to manipulate public opinion and to push through policies that may not be in the best interest of the public. It can also be used to distract people from more pressing issues, such as poverty, inequality, and climate change. Fear can be used to create a sense of urgency and to encourage people to take action, even if that action is not in their best interest. Fear can also be used to create a sense of division and to pit people against one another. This can be done by creating an us versus them mentality, which can lead to prejudice and discrimination. Fear can be used to create a sense of paranoia and to make people feel like they are constantly under threat. This can lead to a lack of trust in government and other institutions, which can be beneficial to those in power. Ultimately, fear can be used to promote certain agendas by creating a false sense of danger and insecurity. This fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. It is important to be aware of how fear can be used to manipulate public opinion and to push through policies that may not be in the best interest of the public. Main idea number 9. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of real issues. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of real issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of real issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of empathy and understanding of the perspectives of those who are different from us, as we become more focused on our own fears and insecurities. This can lead to a lack of understanding of the root causes of social and economic issues, and a lack of willingness to take action to address them. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in our institutions and in our government, as we become more focused on our own fears and insecurities. This can lead to a lack of faith in the ability of our government to protect us and to address the issues that we face. This can lead to a lack of participation in the political process, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of creativity and innovation, as we become more focused on our own fears and insecurities. This can lead to a lack of willingness to take risks and to explore new ideas, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of resilience and adaptability, as we become more focused on our own fears and insecurities. This can lead to a lack of ability to respond to changing circumstances, which can be beneficial to those in power. Main idea number 10. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in government and other institutions. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in government and other institutions, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in government and other institutions, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become more likely to accept the status quo, rather than challenge it, and may be less likely to question the decisions of those in power. This can lead to a lack of accountability and transparency, as well as a lack of public participation in decision-making processes. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more likely to believe sensationalized stories and less likely to seek out reliable sources of information. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in the justice system, as people become more likely to accept the decisions of those in power without question. This can lead to a lack of access to justice for those who are most vulnerable, as well as a lack of accountability for those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in science and research, as people become more likely to accept the opinions of those in power without question. This can lead to a lack of progress in areas such as public health, environmental protection, and technological advancement. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of trust in government and other institutions, which can have a detrimental effect on society. It can lead to a lack of critical thinking, a lack of action on important issues, and a lack of accountability and transparency. It can also lead to a lack of trust in the media, the justice system, and science and research. In order to combat this, it is important to foster an environment of trust and openness, and to encourage critical thinking and public participation in decision-making processes. Main idea number 11. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in the media. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become more likely to accept the narrative presented by the media, without questioning its accuracy or validity. This can lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more likely to believe what they are told without questioning it. Furthermore, fear can lead to a lack of trust in the media due to the fact that it can be used to manipulate people. Fear can be used to manipulate people into believing certain narratives, which can be beneficial to those in power. This can lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more likely to believe what they are told without questioning it. Finally, fear can lead to a lack of trust in the media due to the fact that it can be used to distract people from important issues. Fear can be used to distract people from important issues, such as poverty, inequality, and climate change, which can be beneficial to those in power. This can lead to a lack of trust in the media, as people become more likely to believe what they are told without questioning it. Main idea number 12. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in science and experts. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in science and experts, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in science and experts, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become more likely to accept the opinions of those in power, rather than relying on their own judgment or the advice of experts. This can lead to a lack of trust in science and experts, as people become more likely to accept the opinions of those in power, rather than relying on their own judgment or the advice of experts. This lack of trust in science and experts can also lead to a lack of understanding of the scientific process and the importance of evidence-based decision-making. People may become more likely to accept the opinions of those in power, rather than relying on their own judgment or the advice of experts. This can lead to a lack of understanding of the scientific process and the importance of evidence-based decision-making, which can lead to decisions that are not in the best interests of society. The lack of trust in science and experts can also lead to a lack of investment in research and development, which can have a negative impact on the progress of science and technology. This can lead to a lack of progress in areas such as healthcare, education, and the environment, which can have a detrimental effect on society. Therefore, it is important to address the issue of fear and its impact on trust in science and experts in order to ensure that society is able to make informed decisions and progress in the right direction. Main idea number 13. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in each other. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in each other, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of trust in each other, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become more suspicious of each other, and less likely to cooperate or collaborate. This can lead to a breakdown in communication, and a lack of understanding between individuals and groups. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in institutions, as people become more likely to question the motives and intentions of those in power. This can lead to a lack of faith in the system, and a lack of confidence in the ability of institutions to protect and serve the public. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of trust in each other, which can have a detrimental effect on society. People may become more isolated and less likely to engage in meaningful dialogue or collaboration. This can lead to a breakdown in social cohesion and a lack of trust in the system. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in institutions, which can lead to a lack of faith in the system and a lack of confidence in the ability of institutions to protect and serve the public. Main idea number 14. Fear can lead to a lack of empathy. Fear can lead to a lack of empathy, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of empathy, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of understanding of the perspectives of others, as people become more focused on their own safety and security. This can lead to a lack of compassion and understanding for those who are different or who are in need of help. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in others, as people become more suspicious and less likely to trust those who are different or who are in need of help. The lack of empathy caused by fear can have a detrimental effect on society, as it can lead to a lack of understanding and a lack of action on important issues. This can lead to a lack of progress and a lack of social cohesion, as people become more focused on their own safety and security. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in others, as people become more suspicious and less likely to trust those who are different or who are in need of help. This can lead to a lack of collaboration and a lack of progress, as people become more focused on their own safety and security. The lack of empathy caused by fear can have a lasting impact on society, as it can lead to a lack of understanding and a lack of action on important issues. It can also lead to a lack of trust in others, as people become more suspicious and less likely to trust those who are different or who are in need of help. This can lead to a lack of collaboration and a lack of progress, as people become more focused on their own safety and security. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of empathy, which can have a detrimental effect on society. Main idea number 15. Fear can lead to a lack of solidarity. Fear can lead to a lack of solidarity, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of solidarity, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become more concerned with protecting themselves from perceived threats, rather than working together to address the underlying causes of those threats. This can lead to a breakdown in trust and a lack of cooperation, which can further exacerbate the problem. Fear can also lead to a sense of isolation, as people become more focused on their own safety and security, rather than the collective good. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can further divide people and lead to a lack of solidarity. Fear can also lead to a sense of powerlessness, as people become more focused on their own safety and security, rather than the collective good. This can lead to a lack of motivation and a lack of action, which can further exacerbate the problem. Fear can also lead to a sense of helplessness, as people become more focused on their own safety and security, rather than the collective good. This can lead to a lack of hope and a lack of belief in the possibility of change, which can further divide people and lead to a lack of solidarity. Main idea number 16. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of critical thinking, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of action on important issues, as people become too afraid to take risks or challenge the status quo. This can be beneficial to those in power, as they can maintain their control over the population without having to face any real opposition. Fear can also lead to a lack of creativity and innovation, as people become too afraid to think outside the box or take risks. This can lead to a stagnation of ideas and progress, which can be detrimental to society as a whole. Fear can also lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, as people become too focused on their own fears to consider the feelings and perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of compassion and understanding, which can lead to further divisions and conflicts within society. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust, as people become too afraid to trust others or take risks. This can lead to a lack of collaboration and cooperation, which can be detrimental to the progress of society. Main idea number 17. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. Fear can lead to a lack of action on important issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can be beneficial to those in power, as it allows them to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. Fear can be used to distract people from the real issues at hand, and to create a sense of urgency and panic that can be used to justify certain decisions or actions. Fear can also be used to create a sense of division and distrust among the public, which can be used to further the interests of those in power. Fear can also lead to a lack of critical thinking and analysis, as people become more focused on the immediate danger and less on the long-term implications of their decisions. This can lead to a lack of understanding of the underlying causes of the issues at hand, and can lead to a lack of meaningful solutions. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in the government and other institutions, which can further weaken the public's ability to take action on important issues. Ultimately, fear can be a powerful tool for those in power, as it can be used to manipulate the public and push their own agendas. However, it is important to recognize the dangers of fear and to take action to counter its effects. By understanding the underlying causes of the issues at hand, and by engaging in meaningful dialogue and critical thinking, we can work to create a more informed and empowered public that is better equipped to take action on important issues. Main idea number 18. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of complex issues. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of complex issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of understanding of complex issues, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become so overwhelmed by fear that they are unable to think clearly and rationally about the situation, and instead focus on the immediate danger. This can lead to a lack of understanding of the underlying causes of the issue, and a lack of knowledge of potential solutions. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in those who are trying to help. People may become suspicious of those who are trying to help, and may be unwilling to accept their advice or assistance. This can lead to a lack of collaboration and cooperation, which can further impede progress on the issue. Fear can also lead to a lack of communication, as people become too afraid to speak up and share their thoughts and opinions. This can lead to a lack of understanding of the issue, and a lack of progress in finding solutions. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of understanding of complex issues, and can prevent people from taking action to address them. It is important to recognize the power of fear and to take steps to address it, so that people can think more clearly and rationally about the issues they face. Main idea number 19. Fear can lead to a lack of engagement in public discourse. Fear can lead to a lack of engagement in public discourse, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of engagement in public discourse, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become too afraid to speak out or take action, as they fear the consequences of doing so. This can lead to a lack of meaningful dialogue and a lack of progress on important issues. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in public institutions, as people become more suspicious of those in power and their motives. This can lead to a lack of participation in public discourse, as people become more reluctant to engage in meaningful dialogue. Fear can also lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, as people become more focused on their own safety and security. This can lead to a lack of compassion and understanding for those who are different or who have different opinions. This can lead to a lack of tolerance and a lack of respect for diversity, which can be detrimental to public discourse. Fear can also lead to a lack of creativity and innovation, as people become more focused on the status quo and less willing to take risks or think outside the box. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of engagement in public discourse, which can be detrimental to society as a whole. It is important to recognize the power of fear and to take steps to counter it in order to ensure that public discourse remains meaningful and productive. This can be done by encouraging critical thinking, fostering empathy and understanding, and promoting tolerance and respect for diversity. Main idea number 20. Fear can lead to a lack of participation in democracy. Fear can lead to a lack of participation in democracy, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. Fear can lead to a lack of participation in democracy, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. People may become too afraid to speak out against those in power, or to take part in activities that could potentially challenge the status quo. This can lead to a lack of meaningful engagement in the democratic process, and a lack of meaningful change. Fear can also lead to a lack of trust in the government and its institutions. People may become too afraid to trust the government to make decisions that are in their best interests, or to trust that their voices will be heard. This can lead to a lack of faith in the democratic process, and a lack of faith in the ability of the government to make decisions that are in the best interests of the people. Fear can also lead to a lack of participation in the political process. People may become too afraid to vote or to engage in activities that could potentially influence the outcome of an election. This can lead to a lack of meaningful engagement in the political process and a lack of meaningful change. Ultimately, fear can lead to a lack of participation in democracy, as people become more focused on the false sense of danger and insecurity created by fear. This can lead to a lack of critical thinking and a lack of action on important issues, which can be beneficial to those in power. It can also lead to a lack of trust in the government and its institutions, and a lack of participation in the political process.